people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. This two-hour mixtape is going to do what we always do here. We celebrate and amplify voices that deserve and need to be heard. In the first hour alone, I've got music on the way from Fiona Apple, Begonia, Amy Mann, new music from Tune Yards coming up. I've got this great new act out of Chile, Santiago, Chile, that I want to share with you. But we're going to kick off the entire 2 hours visiting a nearly forgotten sliver in the Bjork discography. In the early to mid-1990s is when Bjork launched her career with that incredible breakout debut album, aptly named Debut, and then the phenomenal follow-up Post. Well, with Post from there, nearly 30 years ago, Bjork decided to release a remix album called Telegram. And I just loved back then how she played on each title, Debut, Post, Telegram. Well, that remix album, Telegram, is just about to turn 30 years old. So I thought, let's kick off with some delightful Bjork right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you. Possibly, maybe. Possibly, maybe.
Just
making their girly, so groovy radio debut. It is Shikarika, a synth-pop trio out of Santiago, Chile. Shikarika's new album, Invierno on the Playa, translates to Winter on the Beach. And the title is apt with the music that the trio makes. I have to say, it's wispy, chilly vocals juxtaposed with late summer beach sunset vibes. Think dark dance sounds for a lonely dance floor. We will definitely be featuring more of Shikarika here on Girly So Groovy. In the middle, what is it that I don't love about that track? It is UK trip hop pioneers Massive Attack teaming up with Everything But The Girls frontwoman Tracy Thorne on vocals for the song Protection. It's the title track to Massive Attack's sophomore album, Protection. I just absolutely love Tracy's vocals. I love the fact that Tracy Thorne quotes lyrics from The Smiths' Sheila Take a Bow. It is a music nerd's dream. Kicking off the full 2 hours, it is music from Bjork. Going back to her 1996 remix album, Telegram, we heard the song Possibly Maybe. It's the Lucy mix of Bjork. Okay, we're going to keep things going. Speaking of new music that I'm so excited to share with you, Tune Yards are back. The playful wife-husband duo Tune Yards, they're returning with their sixth album, Better Dreaming. Tune Yards use their signature sound to deliver a soulful, funky, and uplifting antidote to the fractured, poisoned state of life in the 2020s. Right now, Tune Yards here on Girly So Groovy.
Ready? Heartbreak. 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 Unlock the corners of my little mind. Of the freedom kind, where I might find another heartbreak, another heartbreak, another heartbreak, another heartbreak. Oh, I feel it or feel nothing.
Celebrating big, beautiful voices that need to be heard here on Girly So Groovy with Winnipeg singer-songwriter Begonia. The song is called Beats. You can find that on her debut album, Fear. In the middle, it is music from New York City singer-songwriter Alicia Walter with her song Standing at Your Doorstep. It was back in 2021 when we counted down the top 10 best albums of the year that we crowned Alicia Walter's debut album, I Am Alicia, as the number one choice for that year. And then starting the set off, brand new music from Tune Yards. The new album is called Better Dreaming. It's the duo's sixth album. We heard the opening track, Heartbreak. Tune Yards is on tour in support of the new album. Many dates across the U.S. For our listeners in the Windsor and Detroit area, know that you can find Tune Yards in Detroit at Elk Club on Sunday, October 5th. Cannot wait for that show. Tune Yards is a band that has escaped me with every time they've come through the area, and I am going to make a promise to myself to get to that show. Lots more music coming up in the next 30 minutes here on Girly So Groovy. Let me remind you, you can stay in touch with the show through social media. We are on Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. We're also on Instagram. There you can find us at GSG Radio. I've got music on the way from Amy Mann, new music from another artist making a Girly So Groovy radio debut. Billy No Mates is her name. But up next, it is the fabulous Fiona Apple here on Girly So Groovy.
The nickel drop when I was on my way beyond the Rubicon. What did I do? And all the games that I can handle, none of one's worth a candle. What should I do? I'm afraid. fighting fickle person, fighting crying, kicking, cursing. What should I do? Oh, after all the folder rolling, hauling all the cold stuff, all I do. Can't take a good day without a bad one. Don't feel just a smile till I had one. Where did I learn? I make a fuss about a little thing. The rhyme is losing to the riddling. Where's the turn? I don't want a home, I've ruined that. Home is where my habits have a habitat. Why give it turn? Oh, after all the folder rolling, hauling over cold stops, what did I learn?
and it's brought me to my current agenda, where a planet denied fulfillment has yet to arrive. And I know life is getting shorter.
Her Beatlesque songwriting influences, it's no wonder that Amy Mann is embraced by fans and filmmakers alike. We heard Amy Mann doing the song Momentum. That comes from the soundtrack to Magnolia. Paul Thomas Anderson, film director, hired Amy Mann to write and record the entire soundtrack, which really gave the film an anchor to have the same musician throughout the full movie. In the middle, it is new music from an artist making her girly so groovy radio debut. Three albums in, I hate to say that, UK musician Billie Nomates is finally making her girly so groovy radio debut with her new album, Metal Horse. Billie Nomates is a singer-songwriter who channels post-punk, folk, and pop into just really refreshingly honest songwriting about being resilient. And then kicking the set off, an artist that is all about honesty and resilience, Fiona Apple, from her sophomore album, third album, Extraordinary Machine, we heard the song Better Version of Me. Hey, the Polaris Prize, the infamous Canadian Music Award, has gone from a long list, and if I have my dates correct, they are about to announce the short list, but I was pleased as punch to see St. John's, Newfoundland alternative singer-songwriter Kelly McMichael make the long list. Her new album, After the Sting, is a gorgeous album, so without further ado, let's dive into some Kelly McMichael right now here on Girly So Groovy.
joke with no punchline, cause I choked. Why'd that have to happen with your family? Big mistake, I should just erase. So neurotic to replay, play.
Pull me out, I'm not okay.
Indie pop out of Toronto right there with singer-songwriter Charlie Houston. Her new album is called Big After I Die, released earlier this year back in January. We heard the song Loops. In the middle, it is an artist that's also making her girly so groovy radio debut, and there's something just I find wonderfully weird and exciting about her. Her name is Nuri Jinan, also from Toronto, a 21-year-old Bengali indie artist from Toronto, making music in her bedroom. Her new EP is called Major Loser. We heard the song Polka from Nuri Jinan, and then kicking that set off, heading out to the East Coast, St. John's, Newfoundland, performer Kelly McMichael. She is longlisted for the Polaris Prize with her new album After the Sting of It, and really hoping that she makes it to the shortlist. They'll be announcing that list July 10th is the date that will be happening. And again, we heard the song Dreamer from Kelly McMichael and her Polaris Prize nominated album After the Sting of It. All three artists are available on Bandcamp if you're looking to hear more music from any of those three. Okay, we are going to dive into the second hour in just a few minutes. But before we do that, let's talk about what happens when you miss an episode of Girly So Groovy. I shed a tear, and then after that, what you can do about it is that Girly So Groovy is available online. You can find 10 weeks worth of the show simply waiting for you online, absolutely for free. No membership required. You just need to go to the website Mixcloud, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. And like I say, you just have to press play, press pause, listen at your leisure. Okay, let's wrap up this first hour. Speaking of Bandcamp, if you go to Bandcamp, you can find another incredible indie rock duo with new music out. It's Vancouver's very own indie rock duo, Dear Rouge. The new album is called Lonesome High. We featured a number of tracks here on Girly So Groovy. This time, we're going to take a listen to the song Selfish Love. Dear Rouge, here on Girly So Groovy.
Stay free.
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal female-fronted radio week after week. Well, I've got to say, this second hour is going to be moody in all the right ways. Coming up in this hour, I've got music from Dead Can Dance, Kate LeBon, Fever Ray, Amara, artists that I'm listing already are just mood makers. But we're going to kick off the second hour with potentially a musician making her Girly So Groovy radio debut. I know I've said that a few times this episode. When you've been doing a show for nearly 24 years, though, sometimes it's difficult to remember if somewhere in the 24 years